Welcome to HN Pod, your daily deep dive into the top stories and discussions from Hacker News.
I am Sarah.
And I am Mike. Today is Monday, June 15th, 2026, which means we are covering the top stories from yesterday, Sunday, June 14th. This is episode number 427, and we have a really fascinating lineup today.
We really do. We are looking at a new essay from Paul Graham on how to earn $1 billion, which sparked a massive debate in the comments. We also have a reality check from the founder of DuckDuckGo on whether everyone is actually using AI for everything. Plus, we will talk about a tool to shadow websites for offline viewing, a wild car hacking story involving Honda Civics and an evil valet, and finally, a slick browser-based tool for generating database diagrams.
Let us kick things off with Paul Graham. His latest essay is titled How to Earn $1 Billion, and it is based on a talk he gave at the Oxford Union. The core of his argument is actually a math lesson on exponential growth. He tells a story about a politician who claimed it is impossible to become a billionaire without cheating or doing something bad. Paul pushes back on this hard.
Right. He uses the example of a startup founder whose company was growing at 93% a month. He walks the audience through the math. If you start with $2 million and grow at 93% a month, you are a billionaire in about 9.5 months. But even at a more conservative 15% monthly growth, which he says is very common for Y Combinator startups, you are making over 4,000 times as much in 5 years.
And his point is that you do not have to cheat to get that growth. You just have to make something people want so much that they tell their friends. That is the magic of exponential growth. But Sarah, the comments section on Hacker News for this one was intense. It really highlighted a massive cultural shift on the platform.
It really did. A user named Hammock pointed out that 15 years ago, a Paul Graham post would receive universal praise on Hacker News, and any criticism would be downvoted into oblivion. Now, the top comments are highly critical. People were bringing up Thomas Piketty and wealth inequality, arguing that the returns on capital exceed economic growth, which inherently leads to extraction rather than just pure value creation.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is the demographic shift driving this. Several commentators noted that Hacker News used to be predominantly founders and early-stage startup employees who bought into that libertarian hacker and painter ideology. Today, the audience is full of software engineers working at big tech companies. They're worried about layoffs, they're dealing with corporate bureaucracy, and they're much more cynical about the billionaire class.
One commenter even said the new generation is struggling with individualism because they are forced to live with roommates and feel like every cent is being extracted from them. Though, to be fair, another user pushed back with data showing Gen Z is actually outpacing millennials on home ownership and investing earlier. But the vibes are definitely different. If you go to Twitter, the replies to Paul Graham are still incredibly sycophantic. But on Hacker News, it is a tough crowd.
It is a really interesting lens on how the tech industry views itself right now. Speaking of the tech industry's self-image, our next story is from Gabriel Weinberg, the founder of DuckDuckGo. He wrote a piece titled, Not Everyone is Using AI for Everything.
This was a great reality check. We live in this tech bubble where it feels like if you are not using an LLM to write your emails, code your apps, and plan your vacations, you are falling behind. But Gabriel points out that the data tells a completely different story.
He cites data from Gallup, Microsoft, and others showing that only about a third of the U.S. population is actively using AI. Another third uses it occasionally, and a full third never uses it at all. And among Gen Z, where awareness is highest, adoption has basically stalled. Anger and anxiety about AI are actually way up year over year.
I loved his analogy to meat consumption. He says people are consuming AI like they eat meat. You have your heavy consumers, you have people actively trying to reduce their usage due to ethical or privacy concerns, and you have the vegans who avoid it entirely. DuckDuckGo is actually leaning into this by making all their AI features optional and offering a private chatbot to address those privacy fears.
The Hacker News comments on this one took a really practical turn, specifically around job interviews. A user named Account297 mentioned they are on the post-grad job hunt, and employers keep asking, how are you using LLMs? And it is a trap. You do not know if the interviewer is an AI maximalist who wants to hear that you automate everything, or an AI skeptic who wants to hear that you carefully verify everything and worry about security.
That is such a real dilemma right now. The commenter said they end up giving a long-winded, hedged answer about double-checking outputs. Some people in the thread said, just be honest, you don't want to work somewhere that doesn't align with your values. But others were much more pragmatic, basically saying, look, in this economy, you say whatever you need to say to pay your rent.
It's the new tabs versus spaces debate, but with actual economic consequences. Moving on to our third story, we have a show HN that I absolutely love. It's a tool called Kage, spelled P-A-G-E, which the author says means shadow. It allows you to shadow any website to a single binary for offline viewing.
This is so cool. We have all had that experience where you bookmark a great article, and 6 months later, the link is dead, or it is buried under a broken cookie banner. Kage solves this by driving a real headless Chrome browser. It lets the page load, waits for it to settle, takes a snapshot of the DOM, and then rips out all the JavaScript. It downloads the CSS, images, and fonts to your local machine.
The result is a perfectly readable static HTML mirror that runs zero code. You can pack it into a ZIM file, which is an open format for offline storage, or even compile it into a single executable binary. You just run the binary and it serves the site locally. Ironically, the demo in their documentation uses Paul Graham's website as the example. You can clone all his essays to read on an airplane.
The comments were super positive. A lot of people compared it to Singlefile, which is another popular archiving tool, but Kage is really built for mirroring entire sites rather than single pages. There was also a really nerdy tangent in the comments about how the author created the animated demo GIF for the README.
Oh yeah, they used another project they built called ASCII-GIF, which wraps a tool called VHS. People were trading tips on making terminal recordings using ASCII Enema and animated SVGs. It is classic hacker news. But there is also a good technical debate about whether local HTML files can load resources properly without a web server due to course restrictions. Since 2019, browsers have locked down the file protocol pretty hard. But because Kage strips the JS and makes everything relative, it actually works beautifully straight off the disk.
It is a great tool for archiving company wikis or technical documentation. I will definitely be using this. Okay, let us shift gears to some hardware hacking. Our fourth story is titled Honda Civics and the Evil Valet. This is a follow-up from a security researcher named Eric McDonald, 3 years after he initially reverse-engineered his 2021 Honda Civic head unit.
This is wild. So Honda supports updating the car's head unit via USB. Eric discovered that the update files are signed with a publicly known Android open source project test key. Let me repeat that, a publicly known test key. Because Honda left this key in the system, anyone who can format a USB drive and sign it with that test key can install whatever they want on the car's head unit.
No root access required. As long as the car is on and you can plug a USB drive into the front port, you have arbitrary code execution. Eric calls this the evil valet attack. Imagine you are a journalist. You hand your keys to a valet, and in the 5 minutes they have your car, they plug in a USB drive, install a malicious update, and hand the car back. You would never know your system was compromised.
It is a brilliant name for an attack. Eric has actually built and released a tool called OTA Builder that automates the process of making these update files. He also built APK Rebuilder, which takes a Honda update file from the internet and unpacks it into a clean tree of resources and reconstructed code.
What I found really interesting was his philosophy on documentation. He said he has stopped writing traditional reference docs for the car systems. Instead, he focuses on building tools that output clean, deterministic code. His logic is that people can just feed that clean code into an LLM and ask it whatever specific questions they have. The code is the source of truth, and maintaining written docs is just a burden when AI can read the code for you.
That ties right back to our earlier story about AI adoption. Here's a hacker using AI not to write code, but as a dynamic documentation engine. It is a really smart workflow.
All right, our final story today is a quick one, but it is the exact kind of utility that Hacker News loves. It is a free online tool that converts SQL into an entity relationship diagram.
It is called SQL to ER Diagram. You literally just paste your create table statements into the browser and it instantly generates an interactive diagram showing your tables, columns, primary keys, and relationships. It supports Postgres, MySQL, SQLite, and SQL Server.
The best part? It is 100% local. It runs entirely in your browser. Nothing is ever uploaded to a server, and there's no signup required. You can drag the tables around to arrange them and then export the whole thing as a high-resolution PNG or an SVG vector file.
This is the holy trinity for developer tools. No login, no data harvesting, and it solves a specific annoying problem instantly. When you're onboarding onto a new codebase or trying to explain a database schema to a product manager, being able to just dump a SQL file and get a clean visual map without signing up for some enterprise SaaS product is a breath of fresh air.
Totally. It's the kind of tool you bookmark immediately because you know you're going to need it in exactly 3 months and you'll be so glad you have it.
And if the site ever goes down, you can just use Kage to clone it and run it locally forever. Full circle.
Exactly. Well, that wraps up our coverage of yesterday's top stories. It is always fascinating to see the mix of high-level philosophy, deep technical hacks, and practical tools that bubble up to the front page.
Thanks for joining us on HN Pod. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend, and we will be back tomorrow with more stories from the front page of Hacker News. Have a great day, everyone.